Very much welcome, Donald. The HSE's response today, the statement that they put out where they accepted the findings of the investigation and the decision that we announced today, and they've also issued apologies to individuals affected and service users, etc. Certainly, over the last period of time, they have started to fix the problems. They have an action plan. I know you had somebody on there earlier on, and I overheard other members of the HSE out speaking today, talking about the work that they've done to date. However, you'll know that I know you're referring to the fine that we issued, which was a fine of €645,000, which is actually the highest fine we've issued to a public sector body under the GDPR since 2018. But in addition to that, we've also imposed what we call corrective orders on the HSE. And part of those orders, it's requiring the HSE to carry out a complete audit of all of their storage facilities where they store and retain paper files. And we've given the HSE 30 days to come back to us with that plan in terms of the audit. We'll review the plan at that stage. We'll review what's been done to date. And the plan going forward. Again, as I said, I was listening to somebody speaking earlier on and from the HSE who was talking about the fact that there's over 2,000 facilities around the country. So this is going to be a big project whilst they have started it, and that's to be welcomed. We'll see what they produce, as I say, within the 30 days, and we'll take it from there.
So from your point of view, then, we can expect the DPC to come to Donegal to actually inspect what's being done. We're told by the HSE that all the files have now been removed from the site at St Connell's Hospital, which clearly was not appropriate for the storage of documents. They've been brought to a more secure and a more appropriate facility. You'll be coming in physically, checking that and taking it. This is not just a matter of slapping them on the wrist and then leaving them get on with it.
Absolutely not. And in fact, we've already been to St. Connell's. It was one of the 12 facilities that we inspected. And we did see in some of the facilities that files had already been moved out of the facilities. So, as I said earlier, we'll be actively engaging with them on this now going forward. And we will be, as we do with all of our decisions, when we include these enforcement orders, we will supervise the enforcement itself, and we'll supervise the work and the audits that the HSE conduct.